Yeah. But like I told you, we'd be back because we do come back on the flip side. It is your boy B. So I'm here with your boy G to the I to the O.
Yo.
And as the cat was let out of the bag earlier, you know what I'm saying? We do have a guest tonight. And without further ado, what does that mean, ado? Do you know what
ado means? That's a friendship.
Like a ado?
Like probably any more stalling?
Huh?
That would be my guess.
No more, you said without, no more stalling? Yeah. Without any more?
Ado would probably be to stall or some shit.
I'm going to have to look that shit up, you know what I'm saying? But in the building, we got the one and only Slick, you know what I'm saying? All the way from Severn? How you say that?
Southern Maryland.
On the other side of goddamn Maryland.
Southern Maryland, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm born
out there.
Born and raised in Baltimore, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're a B-more guy.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right, so I appreciate you coming in. Appreciate you joining us.
And I appreciate you, man, for, you know what I'm saying?
I had the privilege of meeting this gentleman at a showcase a couple of months ago, which y'all should all know about because I've been promoting showcase that we do at Farooz Lounge once a month. We do it at the end of every month. So make sure y'all come check us out. Get with either me or my man's Reaper X and we'll get you plugged in. But that is where I had the pleasure of meeting Slick, who was there to perform, went up in there, tore it down a little something-something.
Man.
From there, was invited to a second part of the tour, which is out in North Carolina, which, again, I attended, was out there, got it popping. DMV stood up strong when we was out there.
Yes, sir.
Did you do the New York joint last week?
Nah, hey.
Or is it, is it the New York joint?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. You doing the New York one too?
New York tomorrow, yeah.
All right, so you're doing all three. Hey, you just following the train. That's what's up, man. I mean, continuously being invited out. Tell the people a little bit about yourself, man. Tell the people who you are, where you from, what you doing. I know you came from Baltimore, but who you repping, so on and so forth.
Hey, man, I'm repping the Trusty Inc. Monotuic Gang. SOGLB, supported Get Left Behind. You know what I mean? I'm representing Southern Maryland. I represent B-more too, because that's my, birthplace, you feel me? But, SLIC stands as an acronym.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It stands for successful, loyal, insane, and confident.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The name Slick stuck with me for a long time, man. Like, I used to play basketball and shit in high school and shit, and I used to be Slick Nick on the court.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I kept Slick, you know what I mean? And I always had a hustle and a grind, but I took that shit when I got out of high school and shit. I took that shit and started, you know what I mean? In high school, as a young kid, you know what I'm saying? I was still, you know what I mean, in the music and shit. Like, I started rapping and shit about the age of 13.
Okay, right before high school, right? Going into high school. Okay.
Like,
Well, y'all do it a little different in Maryland. I don't know. We have middle school, high school between 8th and
9th. Yeah, it was, between 8th
so
and 9th.
Like 13 going into high school. Okay.
Yeah, around that time. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Started out just chilling in the, you know what I mean? Everybody was on the court and shit, you know what I mean, doing their thing and shit. I was on a basketball team, so I was always in practice and shit. So, like, lunchtime, I used that shit for crunch time, you know what I mean? So I was, like, always writing and shit, always in my notes and shit, writing and shit, you know what I mean?
So it was b-ball and writing.
Yeah, like, I was always in the poetry. I was in poetry in high school, you know what I mean? Got into that shit pretty deeply and shit, you know what I mean? Edgar Allan Poe, you know what I'm saying? My favorite, you know what I mean, poet and shit. Not just because I'm from Baltimore and shit, but everything you talk about, man.
Edgar Allan Poe from Baltimore?
Yeah.
I ain't know that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
I thought he meant because of the Raven.
Oh, the
yeah, I didn't know he was from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he wrote the story about the Raven.
Yeah.
Or no, maybe that's why the Ravens named themselves the Raven.
Yeah. Could be that too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a house in there's a museum in Baltimore, Edgar Allan Poe's house and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That you can go check out and shit like that.
I'll do that one day.
It's just dope. It's pretty dope, man.
That's what's up.
But, But it used to be Slick. I mean, it used to be S-L-I-C-K.
Yeah, you dropped the K for some reason.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, man. Like, I was, it was a real deep day's dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to get little, like, words that come to me in my sleep, and I wake up and I write the shit down. Mm. You know what I mean? And I kept hearing successful, loyal, insane, and confident over and over and over and over again. And that shit bugged the fuck out of me, woke me the fuck up. And I was like, man, let me write this shit down. So I wrote it down, woke up the very next day, and I looked at it, and I was like, yo, that's Slick. You know what I'm saying? I write it downward, and I was like, that's an acronym. That's dope. I'm keeping
it's one of them moments. You know what I mean?
You know, it's like, and so I've rocked with that ever since, man. It was like that dream came to me prior about, like, I was probably 18 for real.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And kept that joint going. But I got a lot of shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check me out on YouTube. I got music videos all out there and shit. You can look up S.L.I.C. Topics.
Alright.
And you can, my newest album is on there. My very first album actually dropping on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? You can look me up on iTunes.
So wait. So all this time you've been rhyming and writing and all this through high school and everything else, just dropping your album? First debut album?
Well,
this is big news.
I have a lot of shit that's unheard of.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got a lot of shit on SoundCloud.
Were you dropping just like songs here and there type of thing? Just never dropped a whole album?
Yeah. I got you. I was always dropping, like, I was focusing more of like a mixtape or some shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I was more networking and collaborations with people.
What do you consider the difference between a mixtape and an album?
A mixtape is a variety of songs that is put to a collage. An album, I look at it as a masterpiece that you know what I'm saying, you got this whole vision that you know what I'm saying, that you want to get out, you know what I mean, and be it like a movie type shit from start to finish.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So more of a planned, you know what I mean, scene, kind of structured, scripted type of scenario versus just throwing rando songs on an album type of thing.
Yeah.
I got you. I just had to ask because, you know, a lot of people have different opinions and ideas of what mixtapes are, albums are, things like that. So so you've done a lot of little work here, you know, drop some mixtapes, so on and so forth. But the first debut project is dropping.
Yeah. Inspired by Greatness. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's all out there. You know what I'm saying? And I put that out for all my supporters, man. Like, everybody that I choose. Because I don't... If I fool with you, I'm a fool with you 100%.
Right.
I ain't going to take my time a day to even try to talk to you if I feel like I can't, like, fool with you 100%. Like, if I... You know what I mean?
Sure.
I catch a vibe.
Almost a waste of time at that point.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I fool with you 100%, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But tell me a little bit about these last couple of shows that you've done. I know that, and again, personally, I don't know much prior to the January show. But,
right.
I know since that January show, I know you also do music with someone else. We'll talk about him in a second.
Right.
I know y'all have been propelled a lot in the last couple of months.
For
so.
Sure.
Doing these last couple of shows, I mean, what was those experiences like getting out there and seeing what kind of support? How are people, you know, how are people taking the music that you've been doing since you've been getting this following?
No, I mean, nothing but love, man. Ain't no hatred in the building, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit, I started, you know what I mean, my first time ever performing, I signed up to a Coast to Coast Live, it was called.
Mm-hmm.
First show ever
the
before.
Mixtape joint.
Yeah.
Coast to Coast mixtapes, yeah.
Yeah, so I performed in Baltimore, you know what I mean? It was on my birthday and shit, and I was like the very first person to show up in the club for real. And you know what I mean? Like, I went to the table, whatever, signed down. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. What's up? You know, signed down. And now I was with a couple of my entourages and shit, and like my folks and shit came out, you know what I mean? And they all knew this is my first time performing and shit. So I was waiting for the list to get called and of the category and shit. They put the list up. I was the first one to go up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Go so figure. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. So, you know what I mean? All or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
You know what I mean? Like, so I was, ever since then, I've been ready to just, you know what I mean, attack the game the best way I can. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I was balling in the game like I was playing on the court. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I try to bring my slickness out on tracks, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I talk about shit that's real, you know what I'm saying? I talk about a lot of my inner demons for real, my inner thoughts. I talk about a lot of...
One thing I know you talk a lot about.
I talk a lot about a weed.
I know you talk a lot about some weed.
I love some Mary Jane, you know what I'm saying?
This guy is a smoker.
Matter of fact, I'm spark this J ring. But yeah, man, you know what I mean?
How was the build up for the album? I mean, have you put it out there to anybody, any pre-listening parties? And you know what I mean? What kind of reception are you getting on your first, you know, within your inner circle, on your first project of your own?
I've been getting nothing but love, man. Like I said, like that shit, everywhere I put the music at, I may get one or two downs, but everybody else is like, man, we sing, like everybody that all my followers and shit, like you can follow me, like I said, I don't know if I said, but you can follow me everywhere. You know what I mean? S.L.I.C. on Instagram or whatever. But all my followers and shit that see where I came from and to the point where I am now, like, they're like, yo.
They see the growth.
Yeah. They're like, yo. And I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm always the one that's questioning myself in a way.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Artists are their own worst critic.
Yeah. I'm always like, I'm glad you like that, but I know I can do better. Watch this next track you hear. You know what I mean? Wait till the next jump. You know what I'm saying? And then when that's done, it's like listen to the whole album.
What's the drop date on the album?
The Inspired by Greatness is already out.
When did it drop?
It dropped January 2nd. It was Inspirational Day.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I mean? I dropped it on January 2nd. It's been out. January.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. I was gonna say because you were saying, you know, where you put it out. And I was like, oh wait, I thought you didn't say it dropped yet.
No, definitely
got to make sure I get a full copy. I know I've gotten a few tracks. I know we've put them out on No Tomatoes. I know, which was getting some crazy responses too on No Tomatoes, by the way. But so I wasn't sure. I thought the album was still in the process.
The tracks that we and you record, that's going on to my next album.
Okay, all right, I got you.
That joint's about to be fire.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. That joint is called You Hear Me.
You Hear Me?
You Hear Me.
You Hear Me.
Yeah.
If not, they gonna.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You Hear Me.
You got a date for
and
that
if
yet?
They don't I hear, the and work if they don't hear that, you hear me now. Because I'm going to be going harder, you know what I'm
saying? Not to get away from your current project, but do you have an idea on your release date for the next one?
Not yet.
Okay, man. I was going to say, you dropping multiple projects in a year?
Well, we, my partner, you know what I mean? My man said I've been rocking these shows with since, my man's, Reaper X got signed in, D.C., you know what I mean? He called the boys out and shit. We rocked the show for him and shit. You know what I mean? For his, to get signed and shit. And that ever since then, man, we just been, you know what I mean? Like you were talking about them shows, man. That shit just been taking off. Like, I ain't even, never expected to be going places. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's starting
to all come together.
It's definitely dope, man. Because like I said, I mean, I seen, I guess it was the show after the Baltimore show.
Yeah.
Because there was a Baltimore show and then the show in January.
Virginia.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I came in between those two shows. You know what I'm saying? And, excuse me, just seeing the collective that came from that Baltimore show to the Virginia show, you know what I'm saying? And then how that same collective is kind of carrying on. You know what I mean? There's like a select five or six or so, you know what I'm saying, that are moving, man. And it's been cool to see because, like I said, I've sat back and watched people not really do enough. And just seeing people being able to move and, you know what I mean, that's always been a good thing. And we're going to keep that thing moving because, you know, we are an integral part of what's going on right now, which is dope because it's only been 3 months. You know what I'm saying? Right. So the next few months going into the summer is going to be crazy, man, with Next to Rise. So
that shit's just taking, you know what I'm saying? I encourage all the artists, if they ain't hip, to get hit with the shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Do it. But like I said, I know you make music with someone else. You do a lot of music with him. Hey, yo, shout out
to my man, N-double-O-K.
You know what I'm saying? Mean? Shout him out.
N-double-O-K, man. Shout out.
I watched this dude. He has a song called Fuck Up the Club.
Yes, sir.
And I watched this dude literally try to perform his song, and it blew the system.
Yeah. That was in North Carolina. My man's literally fucked up the club.
Yeah, that was great.
You know what I mean? And
the thing is that it was karma. It was karma for the way that they were treated out there.
Like, the way that shit happened, bro, that shit was, bro.
It was just wild. Know? It was wild.
It was a whole crazy situation.
Again, me being... you know, me being with the experiences that I've had running clubs and being a DJ and hosting and all that other stuff. I mean, I seen what happened, you know what I'm saying? And once the power shift took over, you know what I'm saying? And the DJ was just like, I'm going to put on who I want to put on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I kept saying, I felt like all of the DMV cast were getting kind of shitted
like
on.
Like, but it's because he
was, and that's really what happened, because it was all the people from outside. Because I was talking with a dude from Florida, I was talking with a dude from Ohio, you know what I'm saying? So, and that was the crazy thing, is how many artists there were from other areas that came to that spot for that show. Right. Like, hey, it was crazy, yo.
They bum rush, dude, man.
Like, yeah, so, like, I mean, the positive is that, you know what I'm saying?
But that's crazy.
Everybody did get to perform. It's just...
Yes.
It was just a cluster for a while there, for real.
Yes.
All right, so
This guy. He's back.
Finally.
He's back. So, hi, G to the I to the O.
Oh, man, it's my
gizzy.
I mean, a lot of people who...
He was doing his homework.
Yeah. So the way that this show works is that B-Soul kind of warms up the guests and, you know, makes him feel at home.
Calling me a fluffer?
B-Soul's
Are you calling me a fluffer?
No, I'm calling you a host.
This guy just called me a fluffer.
No, you're a host.
Okay.
I was going to say hostess, but that's female.
That's true. I am a host. Thank you.
He's
not a fluffer.
He makes the guests feel welcome and at home. He's very good at that. The first time you meet B-Soul, you'll feel like you've known him for years. He's very good at that. He can make anyone feel important.
Yeah.
He made me feel important when I first met him, and I wasn't important.
I don't know how to take that. I'll take that as a compliment, obviously, yes, but that's just weird. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm not saying that the people you talk to aren't important, but
you know what I mean? Business only is business. You know what I mean? All about his business. That's what I respect about it.
And I sit back and I listen. I'm more of a collector. I collect thoughts and ideas and information.
Yeah.
So I sit and play the wall and I analyze the room. Knowing you from the little bit that y'all have talked, and then knowing you from the experiences that I've had with you, you know, watching you perform and stuff, because I've seen you perform as well. So knowing the two sides, I would say what has me curious is you're very relaxed and very calm and very chill vibes.
Definitely,
you know,
a tranquil individual.
Yeah, I don't see you raising your voice unless needed to.
Right, facts.
Just very low energy, but not in a bad way. You know what I mean? Like what's that shit called? The low end of a beat. That's the shit that's deniable. It's the underlying. Bass. But not the bass, but like the low, low-end theory. You know, yeah, like, was it ASMR? You know what I mean? That shit? Like, yeah, like raindrops. You know, shit that people go to sleep with. But
weirdo shit.
But, yeah.
Sorry.
But as soon as you get on stage, that switch is flipped.
Yeah, no doubt.
Immediately.
No doubt.
And so even no, when no. you're waiting for the beat to drop, like off the first one, where you're just like, all right, what's up, y'all? Are y'all good? Like, let's get into it. And then as soon as the beat drop, it's a whole different person. Did you have to learn to flip that switch, or was that something that was always innate in you when it comes to performing?
Like, I always had a different personalities and shit, personas and shit.
So
like,
you're schizophrenic?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Good to know.
Diagnosed or self-diagnosed?
Self-diagnosed.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I went and got, you know what I'm saying, tested all that shit. I don't take no big, you know what I'm saying.
You don't take no, yeah, I'm going to need you to finish that. I don't take no big, no, I'm saying.
Right, I don't know what you're saying.
You know, like that, they ain't prescribe me no schizophrenic medicine.
Okay, got you. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. My bad.
Yeah,
man.
No. I don't take no. And then he did this. So it's a radio, so you can't see. He did this with his hands. Yeah. Like, I don't take no big. No, I'm saying. I don't. So I'm
let's
gonna
clarify.
This is what
to
the interview
sure we
for.
Know what we talking about.
Yeah. No shots or anything that.
Gotcha. No big needles. Is that where you were going? All right. No big needles.
Man-made. Nothing man-made. Nothing man-made.
Gotcha. I smoke a lot of indica. That's why I stay chill.
Something godly. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So when did you realize that, you know, you had this other energy that you could tap into? Was it, like you said, was it on the basketball court? Like, you're chill, but then once you hit the court, you're different?
I feel like it's like an adrenaline rush. In a way, you know what I mean?
Adrenaline's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, like that shit, it's like automatically when I'm on stage and I see, like I look into the crowd, you know what I mean? I don't just close my eyes and shit. Like, and for me, I guess being a schizo or whatever, I'm just zoned. And then I'm like, all right, I got to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on top of my shit to give this crowd the best performance. That, you know what I mean? They came, they ain't gonna sit here and watch me, you know what I'm saying? Just sit in one spot. I'm gonna give you my energy, you know what I mean? I want you to feel that shit, you know what I mean? At all times, even though off stage, that people that know me, it's like, damn, you a chill motherfucker though. How you so chill when you get on stage?
But also that boils over into what my next question was, which is just talking to you, it seems that you have a lot of thoughts, but they don't always come across.
Yeah.
A lot of it you leave up to other people's interpretation, whereas in your music, it's very lyrical. Yeah. You don't speak how you rhyme. So I feel like you're two different people, and I can see why you would say, you know, schizophrenic, because you're just every day is very chill and not very thought-provoking as far as just regular conversation, but you have a lot of deep thoughts that are going on inside your head.
Right.
But you just, it doesn't come across when you just have casual conversation. Right. But when it goes to making music, it's very thought provoking.
Yeah. It's like it's like a gate. I don't know. It's like a gate. It's like 1 minute. It's like when I smoke, man, the gate opens up and my creativity is just like, never flow, never stop. It's continuous flow.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's a debate when it comes to hip hop. Well, music in general, because I don't want to just narrow it to hip hop because that's people of color. When it's, and this happened in many genres, especially in rock, they say that drugs or people's vices create the best music. You have artists that made incredible music and then go away from the things that they used to do. And then it's not the inspiration or it's not the same anymore.
Yeah.
Do you use marijuana as a crutch to make music?
Nah, I use marijuana as a medicine for real.
And just in life in general.
Like on some real shit. I have my medical card and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I go to dispensaries for my shit. I don't fuck with the streets. Used to. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie on that, but now I keep that shit because I'm trying to keep that shit most professional as I can. You know what I'm saying? Keep my shit labeled. As you know what I'm saying? But I got a jar here. Ain't nobody can see that, though. I got a jar here with the label on it. But
could you make music without it? Is essentially what I'm asking.
Yeah, I could.
But would it be good? Or would you deem it as something as good as what you make with it?
It would be different.
How so?
If I didn't have music for real.
You mean if you didn't have weed?
Like, I feel like music. No, I feel like music saved my life for real.
Okay.
So, if I ain't smoke weed, you know what I'm saying? That wouldn't keep me as chill. You know what I'm saying?
So, that's what he's saying. I mean, what would the music be if you didn't smoke? How would that sound? If you didn't smoke, how do you think the music would sound?
My thoughts would already.
For instance, Eminem. I used to love him when I was younger.
Yeah.
When he first came out, his first two albums, first three. I'll give him three. The first three albums, classics to me personally. I love them. After that, he stopped doing drugs and all that. His music and anything he's put out since then, to me personally, is terrible.
Right.
I can't even listen to him.
Right.
He's not even the same person. Even when I see him, I just see a shell of what I used to fuck with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't fuck with him at all. Like, that.
Yeah.
Him rapping fast does nothing for me. He raps about nothing. And then he makes these weird emotional songs that are weird as fuck to me.
On the
because
real.
He's weird. And it's just terrible music to me. But when he was on drugs and he was younger.
Yeah.
And granted, I was younger too. It was incredible. Like, it's two literally two different people. Where to selfishly, I want him to go back on drugs, which you know, just to see if a drugged out version of him now, what that would come out as.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess that's kind of where my questioning was coming
from.
It
would definitely
and for sure, I want to say that it's two totally different things.
Yeah.
What you're doing is definitely not what he was doing. You're not doing drugs.
Right.
Using marijuana, which was put here for you and I.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
From a higher up. He was doing all types of fucking other shit. I don't know what you're doing. I don't need to, but it's two totally different things. But same concept of, you know, is the vice the inspiration or does it just enhance what is already there?
That shit, yeah. It enhances it, you know what I mean? And I don't think, to be honest with you, I could write, but it feels forceful. And I don't like anything to be forceful.
So, do you not write your songs?
No, I
do. Saying if he's not.
Oh, yeah, okay. If I don't smoke,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I try to write, it feels forceful
to write.
It feels
like homework.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's like I'm studying or some shit. Yeah. I ain't enjoying it, you know what I mean? I smoke. Don't matter. I don't gotta rap about weed. You know what I mean? I can rap about something totally different. Right. You know what I mean? I got a lot of weed songs out there, but I got other songs too that people are like, damn, is that the same person?
So what are the other songs about that are not have nothing to do with weed?
On the album, I got a song called Get That Guap. You know what I mean? I'm talking about making money, staying focused on your eyes on the prize. You know what I mean? And staying in your own lane and keep striving for success.
Is that something you have to tell yourself often?
Get
distracted and you have to tell yourself, yo, get the guap. Like,
yeah, if something like throws me sideways or some shit, I'm like, hey, fuck all that. You know what I mean? I got to focus on what I got to get. And I got to get
I find moment. Myself telling myself that in times when I have to do something that I don't want to do, but I'm being compensated for it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. Get the fucking bag. Like,
yeah, automatic. You know what I mean?
Get that money.
Yeah, just bite down and fucking get the money and then money. Do you after.
Yeah, and then I got one song. It's called About That Life. You know what I mean? Talking about, the schizophrenic part. Like, I'm about that life, like, yeah, I'm chill and shit, but I want it because that's people that know me that know I'm chill. But you flip that switch, you're going to see a whole nother person that you ain't never wanted to see before. You know what I mean?
But if you're so chill, why would somebody want to take it there with you? Probably just a stranger.
I've never had anybody really come across me wrong because I could give out. Positive vibes, chill vibes.
It's hard to punch somebody in the face that's telling you they fuck with you.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
Yeah, but I mean, most of the time, I mean, only thing I ever had hated was when the album was, people couldn't understand. It was like only two though, so I ain't even trip over that. I took that as strive. You know what I mean, for success. You know what I mean, even the hate. Like I don't even like. Okay, that's what's up. You know what I mean? I look at the hate, I'm like, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Go ahead and hate. That gives me an eye of, so you want to hear something different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I do this for other people, but I do this morally for me. You know what I mean? To get my motherfucking mind open. You know what I mean? So I ain't stuck.
It's therapeutic for you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I use it as a medication therapy, for real. You know what I mean? It's just like,
maybe that's why it goes so well with your other medication.
Yeah, like it just
one and the same.
You know what I mean? It goes hand to hand. You know what I mean?
Did you bring music with you?
Yes, and after this interview I plan on recording with my man B So. You know what I mean?
I meant that we could play for the people that are listening.
Oh yeah.
You've talked a lot about your music. I want people to get a taste of, you know, what they've been listening to. Granted, we still got time, so wanted to play, you know, whatever you got, one or two, and then, you know, come back and finish out and let the people know what you got next. Well, I mean, B-So kind of already hinted.
Hey,
to
we
that,
got man. A. I got a. Y'all can check us out, man. We better have our own. I ain't talked too much about.
Yeah, I was gonna get into that.
I ain't talked too much about NOOK, my brother, man. You know what I mean? But on some real shit, I love that guy. You know what I mean? We teamed up. I rep Montatui gang and shit, and he brought the whole team of Atrocity. I joined, you know what I mean, with Atrocity. I was my own solo artist, you know what I mean, at the time. And I've been rocking with him for about four years now. Huh. It's been success ever since, you know what I mean? And he brings the energy, I bring the energy. When we match together, we do some crazy shit, you know what I mean?
It's definitely something different.
Like, when our solo shit is dope, you know what I mean? You can go check him out, too. You know what I mean? Skinny Mac Pack, Backpack, NOOK, NOOK, Topics, YouTube, you know what I mean? But I'm about to play.
He's been featured on No Tomatoes as well.
Yes, sir. I'm about to play a song. We got a Wake and Bake show we about to do.
Yeah, I was going to get into that, too.
Atrocity, Inc., Wake and Bake show, where we get on the 10 topics, talk about anything and everything. We encourage everybody to, you know what I mean, give their input of some topics that they want to talk about. And, you know what I mean, it's fun. You know what I mean? Get high. We strand of the day type shit. You know what I mean? It's dope.
Pretty interesting little podcast y'all doing. You know, well, it's a video show though, right?
Yeah, right now it's a video. We're going live. We're going to keep it live, I think. But we plan on recording it. And for people that haven't seen it, they can go on YouTube and they can look it up.
Right.
On Atrocity Inc. That's the YouTube account. It's, you know what I mean, Atrocity Inc. Corporation.
Right, that's what's up.
But let me play something real quick.
Yeah, what you got for us, man? Somebody's bleeping over there.
Hold on.
That's not what I want. Sure y'all go to the Facebook page, This, That, and the Third. Hit that like button.
Do that.
Get all your updates for the show. Make sure you go to on Instagram, follow Rhythmics Radio, also Rhythmics Audio. That's RYTHMIX, and then the rest will pop up.
That is true.
Trust me, I've tried it many times. That Rhythmics on everything. Follow me, GIO the MC on Instagram.
His Instagram is popping.
And we will be back with S.L.I.C.
Popping.
Don't forget them dots.
Don't forget the dots. Almost like the
titters.
The titters. Shit, we'll be back on the
first. So wavy. This, that, and the third. This, that, this, that, this, that, and the third. Word.
Hey.
I'm down.
Pass me that torch then, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's spark this thing. Let's wake and bake.
We gon' wake and bake. We gon' wake and bake.
we getting hot. Gotta start my day off right. So what come up, brother? Now tell him I just booked the show. So we gotta hit the bar. So we're from a fuller bro. Y'all know, monitor we gang. I trust the game, we getting hot. All day, so we in the clouds when we hit the crowd. So I see so many faces around. So don't hate if I forget your name, cause I'm happy. Like the movie, I be like Shaggy, it be like Scooby. Now we bout to roll a doobie on the monitor, we goo it.
John Wayne, these niggas lame. Stay in your lane or we fucking on your dame. People act strange when they run into some change. I can maintain cause this loud and racked away.
We gon' wake and back. I think you took too much dabs last night.
Slick.
Yo.
Slick.
Ah.
Hey, yo. Hey. Hey, man, we here, though. Man, we gotta go, bro. We gotta hit the road.
Rolling that thing, I'll be right down.
Alright.
Yeah.
We be outside, man.
Alright, dog.
That's some JLB shit.
You already know.
Alright, man, I'll see you outside, man.
Alright, man, I ain't gonna get left behind.
Inspired by greatness. Let's get it.
Gotta go. Hit the road. Kill the show. Do my squad. Gang over everything. The talk you living like the stars. Gotta go hard. Don't know if you can see the bars. So we shooting for Mars. Gotta go. Hit the road. Kill the show. Do my squad. Gang over everything. The talk you living like the stars. Gotta go hard. Don't know if you can see the bars. So we shooting for Mars.
This, that, and the third. Word. Told you we'd be back. Yes, I did. It's your boy B. So I'm here with your boy G to the I to the O. We got Slick in the building.
Yeah, what it do?
Listen to a couple of tracks. Heard my, y'all heard Nook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, man, we, you know what I'm saying? You can look us up, man. Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But I'm promoting my Instagram now. I just got that shit going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But S.L.I.C420. Because you know I love to smoke that marijuana.
Hey.
But, hey, I appreciate being so, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we appreciate you coming all the way out, man. I mean, I know how far you come. So.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm always striving for success, man. That's one thing about me, man. Give me the opportunity, I'm in there.
The good thing about MCs who come from the cannabis family, you know, like a Method Man, Red Man, like those often when you have when you have artists like
they
that,
just call themselves Med Man.
That'd
have been dope.
Hey, that's inspiration.
Mostly those type of artists, like a Wiz Khalifa, those types.
Yeah.
They freestyle a lot because it's a lot of just fucking blunt, like, you know, in rotation.
One of my favorite
artists
I ever watched, bro, it was Snoop, for real. Yeah, I mean, Snoop.
Another one who just freestyles a lot of his shit.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I went into that to ask if that was you too. Like, do you freestyle?
Yeah. When
so,
I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? We turning up or whatever, you know what I mean?
I was wondering if I could put a beat on and you could see if it spoke to you at all, if you had anything.
We going to get a little slow.
I mean, it's up to you. No pressure. Right, legit no pressure.
Play that shit. Like, well,
no pressure, no pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
You want a shot?
Huh?
You want a shot?
Yeah, man. Fuck it, man.
Yeah, man.
Loosen up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Hey, but a lot of my bigger inspirations, man, you know what I'm saying, was
take that.
Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne with the Demons.
You know?
I got a lot of tech. The thing with Tech N9ne for me is I like Tech N9ne, and I have a lot. Like, I have a playlist of songs that I like from him. I can't sit and have a whole Tech N9ne album. First of all, it's 30 songs.
Yeah, it's 30 songs. Yeah.
And it's 64 bars in 2 minutes.
Yeah, that dude
and
is crazy.
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah,
like
he's
amazing.
Yeah.
But you just have to be in the. For me, it's mood music. You have to be in the mood.
Yes.
Because, I be in the gym.
Yeah.
Come on, yo, Show Me a God comes on. I'm like, Show Me a God. I'm just like pumping like iron, and I'm like feeling like I'm lifting
25
I'm like,
pounds.
I'm like 30 pounds.
Yeah. That gets you pumped every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
But then also, you know, when I be feeling down, he has some good. Oh no, that's not for you. I was like, it's not for you. You're not a drinker. You could have said, "Nah, we ain't sipping. I need that back for me."
One way or the other, with or without the alcohol, I'm taking it back.
You gotta take that down, my guy.
Ooh, pump that joint.
Yes, sir. You good? Trust me, it'll be worth it. But
you know it's good when he puts the double thumbs up.
That's
you know
like
what
when
saying?
When the linebacker went in for a sack and they collided helmets with their own homie and then they had to cut the face mask off and they taking him off in the stretcher right before the tunnel. Thumbs up right before the tunnel. Yeah, you know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Good,
he had to take that.
Yeah, that one took straight to the dome. You know.
Yeah, it's gonna warm you up.
Hey,
it's gonna warm you up.
like I said,
your inspiration.
Yeah,
let's see. Snoop, so what kind of beat we playing?
Wiz, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we saw Wiz Khalifa perform Bone twice Thugs. Or three times. I think two.
Twice.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs. You know
seen,
what
have you seen Bone?
I've never seen Bone Thugs.
3-6.
Never
know
seen
Bone.
Seen them press.
Are you okay? So as far as your hip hop fandom,
yeah,
like not getting away from you as an artist, but just you as a fan. What type of hip hop do you gravitate towards? Is it like older, like 90s shit, or
yeah,
is
a
it...
lot of older shit? Not too much. Like, there's a couple artists, these newer artists that I listen to, and
did you hear the new Lil Uzi album?
No,
I heard it was fire.
I heard no, it was fire.
I heard it was
I
fire.
I haven't got to listen to it. Okay. I want to go check it. I'm gonna go. Have y'all listened?
Nah,
to
nah,
it?
I haven't
listened to it either.
I'm trying. I'm gonna have to go listen to it. You know,
it probably slaps.
Give it a little slap.
You know what's crazy? I used to be so against alternative hip hop. Wow, that should be the genre. It should be hip-hop, rap, which is like the radio shit, and then alternative, which is like the colorful locks and all that. Like that, it should be alternative hip-hop. That's what it should
I've
be
been saying categorize it. Motherfuckers
every other genre.
Nobody wants to, because hip-hopians don't want to be so categorized. Bomb. You ain't putting me in a category.
I know you're a good performer. Have you seen a lot of your favorite artists perform?
Seen Luda. I seen
I haven't seen Luda. Yeah, I bet he killed it.
I seen Luda.
Luda got hit.
He's
one of those
Luda
where you're like, you show up, you're like, it's a Luda. And then you realize
this
for two hours straight, he could just bang you with it.
Absolutely. He'll bang you with just features. This is his features on tracks.
That's what we
are you kidding me?
We got 2 hour show. It was at the last year it was at the Cannabis Festival in DC.
We were supposed to go with that.
I'm going.
It was
with
Action Bronson, right?
Yeah, I seen
God
him too.
God damn it, you saw Action?
I seen him too. Yes,
yo,
sir.
Action's the fucking.
Yeah, that shit was
I love Action.
Fuck.
He hates me.
I don't hate
but
him.
But because he hates Ghostface Killah. And he assumes he sounds like Ghostface.
I don't hate Ghostface.
He
sounds just like Ghostface.
But he also
you can
hates
tell
Ghostface.
The difference. I don't hate Ghostface.
He hates Ghostface.
No. I don't hate Ghostface. Bro,
if we're doing top Wu-Tang members, Ghostface is at the bottom of his list.
That's not true.
That's fact.
That is not
is
true.
Is Ghostface better than GZA?
Yes. I'll get take me give me Ghostface over GZA. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's just doing
GZA
this
the
to
genius?
Fucking prove me wrong.
GZA the genius?
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
You're putting GZA under Ghostface, to be clear.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've
since
told
when?
You, because Ghost, when
you
it comes.
Hate it, Ghostface.
I think Ghostface is highly overrated.
But he's overrated, but he's better than GZA?
Bro, look at the album.
I mean,
agree. Album for album? Are you kidding me?
Liquid Swords?
Album for album?
Liquid Swords.
Liquid Swords had,
okay, but
had
no,
a couple of
tracks. To get back into this, what's up with them bars, though?
Hey, huh? Oh, them bars, though.
Can we get the bars?
Yeah, bars, though.
What's hey, this? Feel that. Hey, shout out Jordan. Theo, turn it up.
Turn. Hey, rest in peace, Boss Tommy. Turn me up.
Hey, you're the first guest to fucking hit them bars live. You know what I mean? Finally.
Hey.
Oh. Yes, her. You know you fucking with that.
Grind every day, gotta get mine. When we're gonna put that overtime. Yo, no, I'ma blow like a blow mine.
Right.
Yo, no, my in that game. Got a motherfucker headed for the Hall of Fame. Y'all already know, you gon' know the name.
Huh?
That's a lie, see to the motherfucking chick.
Right.
Y'all already know, been about that shit. So successful, loyal, insane, confident. Know when I with the grain. Try to do the little bitch insane. Y'all already know what it is, I do it every day. Never
okay.
give a fuck, middle fingers up to the hate.
Hey.
Motherfuckers know we gon' ride every day. Roll up, man, I'm gonna get high. Blow that smoke to the sky. Motherfuckers, now we get, it's do or die. I'ma in the game, rapping atrocity. Y'all already know, motherfuckers about to cause atrocity. Motherfucker in the game, ripping the grip in the game. Slicing motherfuckers, slicing the dice, and don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm coming through like Jason, chasing that motherfucking Fetty. Don't give a fuck, gotta chop it down, break it up. You already know what's up. I'm in the game, that's a lot, see, man. I do a thing.
Hey,
good thing.
Okay.
And he does a thing.
You know what I mean? Go ahead. You got something? You got something? Get it. Hey. Hey. Hey.
So the coronavirus. Yeah. How has the coronavirus affected you?
That's what's up, man.
He never fucked with me, and I'm still blowing that Mary Jane. My son is feeling good, you know?
I know that's right. So first time, I think five years, that's the first time we had somebody.
It's because we got a lot of artists that come up here and like to talk a lot about what they do and their inspiration and all that. But you realize if you've done it.
And that wasn't off the phone, y'all. I'm just saying. I got a lot of shit written down, but I was straight up the dome.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you realize once you've done what me and B-Soul have done for this amount of time and the amount of artists that we've interviewed over the past 4 or 5 years, you realize how there's different classes of artists that personally I categorize artists in, and they have no idea. And so it affects my way of interviewing them. There's the artists that are super hungry, but don't have any experience. So they're running, but they don't know where they're running to.
Yeah.
And so I take that time to show them, you have a lot of energy.
Hey, thank you, though. I felt good after that little freestyle. Yeah, I felt good after that. Yeah,
Well, also, I've gotten a couple of responses where, like, people felt that I was distant. Because in the beginning of the interview, I don't make a lot of eye contact. Or while you're talking, I'm looking at my phone. Or people take that as disrespect when really I'm listening to you and I'm taking in all the information, but also I'm looking up everything you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm fact checking. I don't want to be the type of journalist that is out here just talking shit.
Journalist
now. Hey, that's respect though.
Because all you have to do is misrepresent the wrong artist the wrong way one time and you're getting checked.
Sure.
And you try, you know what I mean? Don't play yourself I always tell myself. Don't play yourself.
Right.
Like, let me not jump off the ledge for this artist and he's out here bogus.
Yeah.
So that's a big inspiration for me as an interviewer. I never take what an artist tells me as gospel. I'm going to check you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not like I'm going to fight you. I mean, I'm going to fact check you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're from here. You could be from wherever you want. That I don't fact check. If you say you're from here, sure. I'll let you go with it. Mm. I don't care where you're from. What I care about is the message you're trying to portray.
Yeah.
And so with you, it's very easy because there's not many layers as far as... I was always told never lie. That way you never have to remember.
Right.
You don't have to remember shit.
Facts.
If you never lie, you never have to remember anything, yo. Right. You know how many people I've talked to? And I was like, but wait, you said that. They're like, oh, did I? Yeah, you did. You said that to me 2 days ago.
I'd be too high to lie. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I said that? No, fuck that.
Bruh, if you don't put that on a t-shirt, I will. I'm just letting you know that. Too high to lie.
Hey, that's
right
nice.
There.
Hey.
Slap it on a t-shirt. You're selling.
Money.
Get fucking $3 t-shirts. It costs how much to print?
Hey, I'm on that.
Come on, man.
You could probably get
and then put the morning show on the back.
The Wake and Bake show.
The Wake and Bake show. Welcome.
Hey. Oh, man.
Cross-court daps.
Oh, man.
From long distance.
Hey.
Speaking of which, what's your favorite video game? You smoke a lot of weed, you play a lot of video games. Goes hand in hand.
I like loud sports games. And
Madden? 2K?
Madden 2K. What are
you? You see, they're bringing. Speaking of which, they're bringing 2K NFL back.
Yeah, and they cross. I like the cross.
So you're more sports video games.
I wasn't a fan of 2K NFL.
I always had Madden. I never had
Madden. Was the way to go. It was way more realistic.
I was always on Madden. At basketball, even though I
2K was better on basketball.
I wish I cared
than
about
the EA
basketball.
Sports.
I honestly wish I cared about basketball. Zero.
That's what I'm playing right now.
Yo, when they were like, oh, coronavirus canceled March Madness. March is my worst month. I hate March. I wish we could delete it. I hate March Madness. I don't like none of it. I'm not with any of it.
I was big on basketball out of air.
After Allen Iverson left, I was over it.
Like, last person I ever seen play that I thought was the greatest was Kobe. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
And Baltimore never had a fucking team. Well, you had the Baltimore Bullets.
Yeah.
So you was a DC Bullets fan?
Whoa. You know what I mean? At that time, you know what I'm saying?
And Baltimore, you got no hockey team. I know you're a Caps fan.
Yeah, I fuck with the Caps.
I'm still trying to take you, bro.
I'm trying to go.
This is pre-corona.
One of these days, I'm going.
Y'all let me know. I'm going with y'all.
Yo, I'm so salty because I wanted to go to the XFL game tomorrow so bad, and they shut that down, bro.
Yeah, everything's shut down. At least for a while, a couple weeks.
You know what don't get shut down? Them dispensaries.
You know what don't get shut down? Them strip clubs. I bet you the strip club opened like shit.
Yo, strip clubs said like
popping.
No, they said they giving out free masks and gloves and all that.
Popping.
Come through, smack ass, get it in your face.
Get the coochie juice.
Free mask. Free gloves.
What? You good? So get the coochie juice slapped on your face.
Making it rain with gloves on?
Oh my God.
You get bill for bill with that friction, like. Them
yeah, you're not
gloves?
Getting more than one bill at a
you're
time.
A bill,
you're not doing like five, you know, by accident.
With
it's just
sloppy drunk hand. Oh, you might throw 10 on accident.
You'd be good,
That glove is gripping one at a time.
Yeah, you straight.
Yeah, you getting that medical grip on them bills. Right?
Yo, strip club's gonna be popping.
That's facts.
Oh yeah.
Last episode we were talking about how I don't know what your situation is as far as like significant others or anything, but we were talking about. How overrated shower sex is. Do you agree? It's wet and dry at the same time.
How is it wet and dry at the same time?
You drowning.
How is that possible?
Like, it's what is you doing? And then we
shower came, sex overrated. Yes
and
or
then,
no?
And then we came up with sex lubricant soap.
Soap. Oh man,
trademarked already. Nah,
we,
so don't listen. Even,
that's don't even try to take it. We got it. It's
we
done.
Got it. Yeah, it's done.
But, don't look. Don't look over there.
How overrated?
Straight up, motherfucking
shower
question.
Sex,
shower sex. Shower overrated, sex. Overrated, yes or no?
Shower sex.
Go.
Terrible.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, man.
Because he's the one.
I mean, he don't want to lose out on that shower sex. You get it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Oh, you don't like shower sex. Oh, you don't like it when I. Oh, you don't like when I. Okay.
Taking a shower. Sir, get out of here. I'm taking a shower.
Right.
Nah, on some real, I don't even have to look over there. On some real shit.
Bruh, I was like, on my knees trying to eat pussy. Water came over the shoulders. I was getting water. I almost drowned, bruh. I almost drowned in thin air. How that happen?
It's so wet. I ain't dry and wet.
And then I was eating. I was like, this shit dry and wet. I don't even.
It's the worst, though.
And then they try to do the lift the leg and like put it in, but like, it's dry, but it's wet.
It's the worst.
You know what?
It's the worst. Telling you, it's the worst, yo.
I ain't did it one time, though.
The angles is all fucked up.
It was kind of awkward, the angles.
It's soap that turns to lube.
It works.
Yeah, that's an idea, yo.
No, it's a done.
I mean, yeah.
It's not an idea.
Yeah, that's right. Trademark.
It's a done dizzle for shizzle.
No, I ain't doing
so what I wanted sex. To really ask you was
I'm lying on that one.
Mobb Deep or the Lox?
Can I respond?
Mobb Deep or the Lox? As a group, no individual projects in consideration. As a group. And everybody I ask this has the same reaction. Ooh, that's a thing. To me, it was no-brainer.
I was just going
to
say, my reaction would be stupid question.
No-brainer to me. But everybody seems to think it's close.
It's not close.
Not at all.
Not even close. Not even close to being close.
I swear, if he says the opposite, if B-Soul says not even close, then he's the opposite.
It's not close by a fucking landslide. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean,
if you could go, not even individual, because even individual.
That, I don't, you said not individual. I'm not thinking about individual.
Even
individual.
The Lox, I mean, I was listening to Mobb Deep, man. But.
I mean, it wasn't that hard of a thought process for me.
So I think what you're searching for is the answer was Mobb Deep.
Right. That's absolutely the answer. That's not even a question. Why would you even pose that question?
I mean,
that's like saying.
But how about this? How about this? Bong, right? You have the ability to get a feature on a hype track that you have. Like, you have an album that's banked. Look. No, check this. You got an album that's about to drop, right? And you got this, like, it's all, like, your shit, like, hip-hop, like, thumpers, right? Boom, bap, whatever, right? But you got the one that's the go, the fucking, the one that they're going to push, which is, like, the hype joint, not commercial, but, like, it's the hype joint.
The one that's going to take off.
Yeah, it's the single, right? And it's a hype joint.
Yeah.
In their prime, as a feature, who do you get? DMX or Busta Rhymes? Ooh.
Fire.
Ugh. Fire question. Fire question. A hype joint.
I have an answer.
A hype joint. And it's a goer.
I have an answer.
And in their prime,
I have an answer.
Because at the time, both of them were at the height.
Sure.
So I'm talking about both of them.
Oh, in their prime.
Yeah, both of them full power, full, everybody loves them. Like, it's in a goer. Like, yeah, it's a goer.
I have an answer.
Who you going?
Busta.
Who you going?
DMX. There's no wrong answer.
No,
but,
it's not.
Busta.
Guess but, first. When, why yeah, you going? Yeah, 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 go why you going, Bust?
Because he was so creative.
So crazy.
Yeah. His stage.
Bust is gonna be like, let's do the video like this. The video gonna be nasty.
Straight crazy.
Yeah.
But then you go in the fucking. You're in the fucking like sewer with DMX, like with some pits.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
like,
I can't. I love DMX too. Yeah, though. I'm not gonna ever take.
But like
he's
talking about.
Yeah, like
a
he
hype
said.
Joint,
like he said, no wrong answer.
There's no.
And it's a hype joint.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer on that.
Yeah.
Why DMX over
I just
Bust?
Think he gives you more of that hype. You know what I'm saying? Like Busta is more of a like get the party jumping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas DMX is like he's hype. Get every like we going on a rah. You
the
know what
only,
I'm saying? Like,
the only,
I can't even explain it.
It's a desperate.
I already know what you're talking about. You gotta explain it.
Yeah. It's definitely a very hard choice. I would go DMX strictly because Bust always had like you don't get street cred by doing a song with Bus, even though he's certified in them streets.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So certified that he did the wildest shit and still goes back to the block. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But DMX is such a, like, he is, I feel like he's made out of concrete. Like, he is a he is a New York street.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he was so, he's such a mystic creature to me because he blazed in and blazed out. Where you could still go get a Busta joint right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
where it was DMX at the height, he was stone cold to me.
Sure,
he's DMX is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, that's
that,
a great.
I can't believe
that. That is a perfect.
Yeah, how did it take
that
me?
That is a.
So I'm 30 years old where DMX.
Just figured that out.
Fast. And they came the same time.
That is definitely.
What?
The perfect analogy.
Imagine in their prime Stone Cold and DMX standing next to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold is the white DMX. DMX is DMX. Yo, that Stone Cold is the white DMX.
I mean, that's good.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
Will the pair find out or will they won't?
Will they won't? Will they
won't? Dragon Ball Z ending.
And look, man, one thing for sure, two things for certain.
We don't get paid for
overtime. We don't get paid for overtime.
Thanks.
But look, before we get out of here, man, you know. What?
My mind is blown.
The white DMX.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Before we get out of here, man, one thing I want to thank you for coming out. Like I said, I appreciate
you
coming all the way
up
the road, crossing 18 bridges and whatever else you got to do to get all the way over here on the other side of the peninsula and shit. But before we run one more time, let everybody know what you got out there, where it's at, where they can hear it, how they can get a hold of you for features, so on and so forth.
Hey, man, I go by SLIC, man. Don't forget the dots, man. It's S.L.I.C. 420 on Instagram. Go follow me and shit. You can look me up on YouTube at the same S.L.I.C. Topics, you know what I mean? Or SLIC Smoking All Night or SLIC Cloud 9. I got music videos out there for those. I got more. We got a team project we working on right now. It's in the mix. Man, we got so much shit going on, man. It's crazy.
Well, keep us informed of what's going on so we can throw it out there for you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Keep everybody in
automatic.
The loop. But like I said, man, we appreciate how far you come to get out here. I know how far you came, so that's it's crazy that I don't know if I'm traveling that far. That's far.
Hey, I mean,
that's the difference between the ones who make it and the ones who don't.
Yeah, that's why I'm.
It's
that's why
sacrifice.
That's why
hunger.
I still don't have any.
You know what I mean? I stay strapped. You know what I mean? I took off for the day. And tomorrow I'm in New York. You know what I mean? We got shows that's popping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, make sure you go check them out in New York, man. Those out there, we are a global station.
In New York, yeah, man.
So I know we have a lot of followers and listeners out in New York. So if y'all are in the New York area, where they moved the location.
Yeah, they rescheduled, you know what I'm saying, moved the location. Matter of fact, I'm about to look that up real quick.
Well, he'll look that up. While he looks that up, I'm going to get on saying this. Make sure you tune in on to the other shows that we have here on RhythmixRadio.com. Every Monday, we got No Tomatoes at 10 p.m. with your boy B Soul. On Tuesday, 11, 12, 1, we have three shows back to back. We have Perfecting the Faith, Faith Believers Changing Lives, and the Good News Hour. Like I said, 11, 12, and 1 p.m. And then Wednesday, 9 o'clock, we have the Serious Business Show. Tuesday, we have the Ryan Show. Serious Business, 9 o'clock. Ryan Show, 10 o'clock on Thursday. Waiting for that Friday show. Still waiting for it. And then right back here on Saturday, 7 p.m. with your boys. And my man found the info. So where's this spot at, New York?
Yo, yeah. The spot's at Crane Theater, man. 85 East 4th Street, New York, New York. You know what I mean? 1003, yeah, that's tomorrow, man, March 15th, man. It starts at 12 p.m. noon, you know what I mean? Just pull up early, you know what I mean? We in that building.
That's what's up, man.
Charleston Gang, Montauk Gang, you know what I'm saying? We right now, we moving.
Yeah, I wanted to get out there. I unfortunately can't, but I hope y'all show out, show well. We turned it out when we went to North Carolina, and I know those who are going out to New York are going to tear it down as well. So be safe on your travels, man. And like I said, keep us abreast of all the stuff you got going on so we can promote it here for you on the station, all right?
Hey, man. Shout out Rhythmix, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Like my man Gio said earlier, make sure y'all go like the Facebook page, this, that, and the third. Make sure y'all go like the Facebook page for Rhythmix Radio. Make sure y'all go like Instagram, Rhythmix _ radio, Rhythmix _ audio. Go like his Facebook, his Instagram, Gio the MC, so on and so forth. You know what it is, man. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, man. Until then, I'm signing off for all our people.
Stay high, motherfuckers.
That's what he say. We love y'all, man. Same time, same place. Love, peace, and hair grease, bitches.
And the third. This, that, and the third. Word. This, that, and the third. This, that, and the third. Word.